talk comics, movies, and news for that stuff, and we do plenty of reviews. My name is Alex, and as always is my faithful servant, or...
Servant.
I was going to say sidekick, but I know you'd hate that more.
Sidekick. Actually, that... Oh my gosh, I found it!
Oh, you
I was
found
just
your...
looking for my certain device of usage.
Yep.
Found it.
No. Well, what are we up to?
And it's like, completely out of
charge. We've done so much over the time that we haven't done an episode. We've seen Independence Day. No, TMNT 2. No, yep.
We'll just say it all, and we're going to do...
We're
going to talk about Independence Day and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in other videos.
But now we're talking about things. X-Men Apocalypse, because that's an actual
bit of a bigger one.
You know.
Independence Day, you know, comic book movie news. It's got movies in it, so it could potentially just connect it all together.
Heck, but X-Men Apocalypse goes more to the point.
Let's get on to the real point of X-Men Apocalypse. Did we already do a video on it?
No, we did like a trailer review thing and stuff a while ago.
I'm pretty sure we did it still, like a week ago or so, didn't we?
I don't think we did. We haven't done, like...
Oh, no, we started doing it and then it was really bad, so we're doing it now. But that is good for you, because it was really bad last time we listened to it over, and it wasn't good, so we thought we'd just wait and do it another time.
Alright.
Here we have it today. Let's get right into the news!
Alright, so do you want to do a non-spoilers, then spoilers?
We'll do the spoilers at the end, okay?
Alright.
And so, wait.
In non-spoilers, we're doing non-spoilers now.
Wait. You talk to them and do some, what's the theme for, comic time?
Oh, what
Geek
we reading.
League.
No, we're going to save that for another episode.
Stuff. And this is what they're reading today!
No, you gotta...
Okay, I just need to get the other theme up, so you talk to them for a bit.
Alright, well... Okay, well, I've been reading Spider-Gwen Most Wanted, Thanos vs. Hulk, and Thanos Redemption. I have ordered Infinity War.
Pretty nice.
I've got a couple of comics. I've ordered myself a good old Marvel Select, Diamond Select Captain Marvel, which you can go get at BigBadToyStore.com, where you can get your big badass toys.
Okay, get ready. Roll the song.
Alright, that was misplaced. Let's go.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, end. Oh, wait, I am an imbecilic little child.
Alright, we're gonna start the movie theme now, guys.
Alex, you little child!
Okay, we're gonna start in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, we're pretty much just watching movies.
Alright, so...
That was pretty good.
That was pretty loud.
And just in case it's really loud, just be careful. Yeah. Well, I mean...
We're saying this after
and you probably
happens.
Can't hear the prod thing now. The prod thing. Okay, just talk about it. Let's go.
Well, okay. So, it was...
Okay.
It was good.
It was a good movie. But since it was made by Fox and not Disney, it wasn't up to its full potential. And now that... It's been used by Fox. It would be a bit dumb of Disney, if they do get the rights eventually, to make a better version of this. Because it would look weird.
Oh, yeah.
On to you.
Alright, well, you know, character-wise, not many, you know, Jubilee, the little Asian girl, her powers weren't used at all.
Was she in it?
You never see the origins of how Apocalypse has his little... And this isn't a spoiler, because it's been in the trailers, how Apocalypse has the little converter thing. Because in the comics, that's actually celestial technology.
Yeah.
But it's like, they don't even have it, so it's like... Oh, I don't blame him, because Disney have the rights to celestial. Pass the chips!
Chippy-chip-chip.
That should be our new reference.
Pass the chip. No, it's one more chip.
One more chip.
Okay. Anyway, I am thinking of something to say, because it was such a long time ago that we watched it.
In the cinemas.
Yeah.
Okay, no, alright. So, do you want to just go over all the characters?
Well, Magneto, he was good, then he was bad.
Oh, no.
Then he was bad and good and he just changed too much.
No, that's a spoiler.
It doesn't really.
Oh, whatever. Michael Fassbender's great as Magneto. Mm. I want to see
was good.
More.
It's just I think the directing of it all didn't really work out.
I want to see... Mystique wasn't as good in this. Jennifer Lawrence plays her well, but she wasn't good in this.
I'm not sure. She seemed too emotional and stuff. Whether it's in the other movies, she's more like a hardcore assassin in this.
Days of Future Past, especially. But, and with character-wise... Oh, well, let's talk the new characters, like Cyclops, Jean Grey, Nightcrawler.
Oh, it was great to see Jean Grey.
Yeah, she was okay.
No, I mean, like, it was good to see her in the comics, actually be out of the comics, being played well. Because in Last Stand, she was awful.
Oh, wasn't the fact that she was awful, like, her acting's good, that lady who plays Jean Grey.
It just didn't work.
It's just a lot of timeline issues because of some directors, because most of the Bryan Singer X-Men movies, he did X-Men, X-Men 2 United, First Class, I think Days of Future Past, I think one of the Wolverine films, and he's done Apocalypse. Some of the movies that he didn't direct, the directors from those just decided to take Storm and do it their own way. So there's been a lot of timeline stuff-ups. Like,
something I found in this movie, this isn't really a spoiler, but Jean Grey is quite a lot younger.
Well, yeah. In the 80s.
Yeah, that's probably the reason.
Yeah, guys, if that sounded a bit off track, we just paused it so we could go get some pizza. God, podcasting yummy. Makes me hungry, doesn't it?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
It's called a cheeseburger pizza. Tastes really nice. I've got this Nightcrawler card. You can't see it, but it's looks
Nightwing.
Nightwing. You know. I am an imbecile.
You are.
I've said that.
Joking. Haha, good person.
Alright,
so yeah, that's probably one of the reasons why Jean Grey is...
Seems younger than she does, because it's set in the 80s. I'm dumb.
Nah. It's okay.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. So, do you want to get to the point where, like, I'll mention one of the characters.
It's hard to talk about this movie without spoiling. It's hard to talk about any movie without spoiling for a long time.
Oh, trust me, it's the most hated part, the non-spoilers.
So, I think from now on throughout the thing, if you don't want to be spoiled, I mean, if you haven't watched it, then just skip over. Well, actually, don't skip, because...
No, we're not going to do spoilers right now. We're going to do spoilers at 10.
10 minutes? So we have 3 more minutes of...
And we're going to do 20 minutes of spoilers.
Okay.
So we get to talk about anything we didn't like.
Nice.
So what I felt about this movie, I felt it was kind of, alright, we have to go fight Apocalypse, and then it was from one place to another, but they're actually there, but they have to go somewhere else, but then they're there. It's so confusing. They're all in different places, and it's set... There's, like, some of the scenes are, like, so pointless.
I also found it funny how... Quicksilver seems so shy in this movie when
he bloody broke into the Pentagon in the Days of Future Past.
In the other movies, he seemed very cocky and
he's like talking to Magneto and he's like, "Come on, buddy, what'd you do? What did you do?"
I also liked it. This is one of the only things I really, really liked about it. This is shown in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler. Was how Charles Xavier lost his hair. I liked how that reverted it back to the original comics and the original movies. It's pretty good.
He lost his hair differently, though.
How did it in the original?
I can't remember, but it's not being what it was in the movie. This movie has Nightcrawler was one of the best characters. Oscar Isaac is Apocalypse. Now, he's the guy, believe it or not, who played...
Poe Dameron.
Yep.
Nice. He's a good actor. He's probably going... He's, like, on the rise.
Yeah, but I really think his character can develop a little more. Like, I mean...
He didn't feel like the comics. In the comics, he felt older.
He looked so different. He looked like one of the villains at the end... Villains of a Power Rangers episode.
I didn't even notice.
I'm gonna take 2 slices. So,
okay, yeah. Go ahead. I didn't even notice that he had 3 fingers until like the end.
3 who?
He had 3 fingers. You know how he has 3 fingers.
Nightcrawler. I didn't know. Oh, Nightcrawler. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler was great. But as it was, one of my favorite characters in this new X-Men trilogy has got to be Beast, Hank McCoy. Great actor. He was Nux in Mad Max Fury Road, and he played...
He was also, Jack... Yeah, Jack and the Beanstalk Man. Jack the Giant Slayer, yeah.
What's that the other day?
He's probably... He was probably the best actor in that movie. Everyone else was pretty average. I actually enjoyed that quite a bit, Jack the Giant Slayer. But we're going off topic.
How long? 10.
10 minutes. Spoiler time. If you don't want to be spoiled, then stop here.
We're going to stop at 30 or 25 minutes. 25 minutes.
No, we're going to just click off the podcast if you don't want to be spoiled.
Because pretty much from now until the end, it's going to be spoilers. I mean, we're just going to talk and then we're going to say some... They're just going to, like, end it there. So, if you're, like... That's a good idea, yeah. Because if you're not wanting to listen to spoilers, then just leave the podcast right now. That was our non-spoiler review. We are getting on to the spoiler review. Leave now if you don't want to be spoiled. I doubt they want to. I doubt they do, because they've probably already seen the movie, because it's been, like, 3 weeks, I'm guessing?
No, it's been 4 weeks since it was released. So...
Let's get
right into the news of the spoiler time.
Remember that bit when Cyclops destroyed the tree?
Yeah.
And Charles said it was his favourite tree and his granddad planted it. Why didn't he, like, freak out?
Because it wasn't Cyclops' fault. And Charles Xavier... I guess he's strong mentally, isn't he?
Yeah, true.
I don't think Havok died.
That's another thing I want to talk about. Havok, why? Why did he do that? He obviously knew that he was going to shoot the generator to the X-Mansion. He shot it anyway. I mean, even if he did shoot and they didn't disappear, he was going to kill Charles Xavier.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, it does fit his personality in the comics and stuff, but I can't remember. Did he do that in the comics?
Yeah, he died at one point in the comics, but I think he came back.
Yeah, like, I knew that he came back, definitely. Remember, he used to be my favourite mutant at one point. I didn't even know anything about him.
My favourite mutant is probably Apocalypse.
Well, I mean, that's because you have a bit of a habit of liking, overpowered villains.
Yeah.
Thanos, Apocalypse.
The only reason I like Thanos is because of his commitment to do stuff.
Doomsday, Darkseid.
It isn't. It's not actually Darkseid anymore. It's Rorschach.
Doesn't mean you don't still like Darkseid.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Gosh, this is really... Gosh.
What?
This has been really tiresome.
We'll just get on with it. Okay. So, where the hell did this technology come from? The mutant changing...
Yeah.
What was that?
I just found it really sort of... Didn't really feel right, when they were referencing stuff, like, back to the first movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they did that a lot, and I thought that it was a bit pointless, because a lot of the people that watched this movie definitely haven't watched the first few movies, because they were released a long time ago.
Well, Days of Future Past was 2014, and then I think Earth Class was 2011?
No, it was earlier than that. You know what would have been good to see in that?
What?
I mean, it would be good to see more of Logan.
Because, his role felt more than, like, a cameo. It felt like an actual role in the movie, though. Because there was, like, so many scenes with him, you know?
Wolverine.
I mean, not just Wolverine.
It felt like a big part.
In Hugh Jackman or Wolverine is in every single X-Men movie, including Deadpool.
Was he in Deadpool?
Yeah, because Deadpool was wearing a Hugh Jackman mask.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Deadpool was a fairly good movie.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Pretty quick, but pretty good.
Anything else we really need? I mean, there definitely is, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Drax the Destroyer.
You want to talk about the end credit scene and how that can possibly generate future films?
What was the end credit scene?
Oh yeah, we didn't see it. It's a bunch of dudes in suits walking into the Weapon X Center.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't obviously see this, but I decided to search it up on the internet because why not?
Of course.
After I saw the movie, because we didn't get to watch it. I made it.
If that comes up on the podcast, I'm sorry. Don't let them, don't tell them what it was.
Okay, that will be a forever.
Just forget that ever happened. From now.
Okay. So pretty much,
wouldn't it be nice if the world was
chocolate? So it's pretty much,
okay, this is really boring. We need to get into the talking. The start of the podcast went really well, and now it's bloody boring.
We've got to get into it. Alright, so the end credits scene. Pretty much a bunch of dudes walking into the Weapon X Center where Wolverine went around and gave him a bit of a slash.
Slash.
Yes. So then, what happens with that? It's a bunch of dudes walking in, then they're cleaning up, taking blood samples, then there's some dude in a brief who's wearing like a really, really like nice suit and glasses comes in. He picks up one of the vials, and people are believing this is a blood sample to make X-23.
Definitely.
And then he puts it in a briefcase and he closes it, and on the briefcase it says Essex Corp. And this is pretty much like Charles Nathaniel Essex or whatever, who I think that's his name, is pretty much Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, I know.
So I think this comes up to a movie because Hugh Jackman's doing Old Man Logan. That's going to be his last Wolverine movie. I think maybe they're going to do a new based X-Men movie where, like, they do a 90s version with, like, all the team in their original costumes from
that'd
that
be great.
Cartoon.
Be great.
Mr. Sinister is the villain. Get Bishop, Cable, have, instead
I reckon
of Wolverine,
they should,
have X-23.
Bishop was in Future Past.
Yeah,
he
was.
Yeah.
So we already have him. Colossus from Deadpool. We got to get him in that movie because he was amazing in Deadpool. That's
brilliant,
probably why
Deadpool.
I want him back. For another X-Men movie, you got to get Storm. Storm is actually really good in X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, except she seemed pretty young, to be
honest.
What
about Psylocke?
I'm not sure. I didn't really like Psylocke. Keep talking, you
little
snake.
Don't play that.
I just want to listen to it.
Okay. Alright, whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah, I thought it was really decent when it came to, like, all the different characters. It was mainly the good guys you got to know. You didn't really get to know any of the bad guys at all. Except Storm.
And Magneto.
Archangel was pointless, though. He died.
Did he?
Yeah, he was in the plane or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then Apocalypse is just, like, pathetic.
Yeah.
Get ready for a burp. That's good.
Archangel was pretty
cheers.
Bad anyway.
Cheers, come on, we gotta go
no,
cheers.
No, I don't want to do a cheers with you, greedy pig!
Oh, yummy. How rude.
Wait! Who are you?
Spider-Man.
I'm the Bong Lord.
Aww. Aww.
That was
pretty nasty. Do you think our podcast should be classified? As in, like,
well, I don't think any little kids will watch us anyway, so,
you know. Yeah, let's just go for the classified rating.
Classified.
Don't do it on purpose.
No, just like don't use very strong language. Like bomb. That's not too strong.
What about fuck?
No, don't say that. you dick.
You're fate.
No, there's children outside.
Oh, yeah, what a bunch of dicks.
Did you say that about my sister?
There your sisters out there? Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know.
You want to climb off the bridge, you little bleach drinker.
I was joking.
Yeah, well, we're going a bit strong now. You probably want to stop.
Alright. So, there's a huge, I'm not sure if this is even true. I haven't gone into this, but is Mystique really Nightcrawler's mum?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and her Nightcrawler's dad's Banshee. That's his name.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not Banshee. I know it's not Banshee. It's not Banshee. It's
Banshee. Not
Banshee. Banshee. Oh, my neck.
It's pretty...
pretty nice.
We're getting old, are we?
Let's go into the news.
Into retirement.
Grapefruit.
It's a grapefruit. It's a funny...
Tinfoil.
Tinfoil.
Tinny foil.
You really scared the audiences.
Hey, that's pretty good. Costa is learning. Does Costa listen to our podcast?
I know.
It'd be funny. If
I want to call Costa.
Costa's like a fanboy and like wanking to our
thing. Alright.
He's like, oh yes, I love your voice so much. It's
pretty disturbing. Rapid content.
Oh jeez, I forgot that this podcast on.
Tom, what explicit content? You're a fucking idiot.
Stop talking bad language. This is like one of our most graphic videos yet. Videos. Why do I keep saying videos? Audios.
You're stuck into the YouTube zone. Don't worry.
I don't do YouTube. So have a little sneak peek.
Okay.
Alex does YouTube.
I do. Infinity Mania. Go check it out.
Doesn't Meryl watch this?
Yeah.
So Meryl knows.
I doubt he even watches it anymore.
Oh, probably boring as hell. Callum probably thinks it's boring as hell too.
And no one likes this podcast.
It's really dodgy. Probably really dodgy and boring.
Two geeks just sitting in one geek's room talking about geeky stuff while eating diabetic food, just waiting for the countdown for us to be
fat geeks. Diabetes.
Where that will make me a level 100.
That's funny, we've just burped so much.
Yeah. It's one all.
Gotta drink them burps.
We're so off time with X-Men Apocalypse. We've got 4 minutes. No, 3 minutes to talk.
Well, we can have as long as we want.
I'm going.
Okay, I'm going to say Civil War was a very good movie. So was Apocalypse. If you want to watch a good movie, watch Civil War because Apocalypse isn't as good. Fox isn't as good as Disney. Have a good day. And enjoy your little toes.
Fox is horrible.
Fox, they make okay movies.
If you look at it from a perspective, they're horrible.
Baby Thanos, save five.
Hey, he's got a baby Thanos. He's got my Marvel Select Thanos and my Marvel Select...
You say that like you're so proud of them.
I am proud of them. They're collectible figures.
You want to give them a big kiss.
Whereas you've got your bloody Howard the Duck and... Harry Potter.
Yeah, but I've got double the amount of pop... Well, probably triple the amount of pop vinyls do you have.
I have 9 pop vinyls.
I have 6, 7,
and I'm going to do a collection review on pop vinyls. 12. So go check that out. Infinity Mania.
16. I've got 20. I've got double plus 2.
And you got your Marvel Legends Iron Fist.
Iron Fisty.
Well, you know...
Okay,
I think from, I don't know what, because there aren't many Apocalypse storylines, are there? There's Age of Apocalypse, but it's Apocalypse Wars. I don't know any others.
This has been a really, really average podcast. It started off good, started off really good. We were chatting.
It's just because X-Men Apocalypse is like, it's just a movie. So what are you going to give this average rating?
Okay, I'm going to give it a 7. I'm not going to go any higher.
You know, it's
a
7 out of 6.8.
Oh, really?
Yep.
6.8?
6.8.
6.8. You know what? I might lower mine to 6.9.
Oh, we all have an opinion, don't we, Tom?
Yeah, you know, I have an opinion.
So do I.
And a...
Yep.
2-1.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to make that again.
What?
All right.
I think we're going to stop now.
Yep. Yep, it's 24:12. So, thank you guys...
For all...
That's not even my podcast.
That's mine. Now you know my passcode. All right, guys.
Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. If you like this, go check out if you liked me in this and you don't like Tom at all, because he's a little gremlin under the bridge, you can go check out my YouTube channel.
If you think we're a ripoff of 2Sync, except with podcasts, and if you think we're a ripoff of, what are they called?
Keemstar.
Yeah.
Weekly Planet.
Killer Keemstar, and also...
No one can rip off Keemstar.
And also Weekly Planet,
it's not
then...
Like anyone wants
then do them dislikes, even though Podomatic doesn't have dislikes, so...
I believe it does.
Does it?
But most of our viewers are from iTunes.
Well, I'm afraid you just got wrecked.
Well, thank you guys very much for listening.
And if you're Fergatroyd, then eat a
toy. No one likes Fergatroyd. We gotta go.
That was good. That was a great ending.
That was brilliant, man.
But it hasn't ended yet, has it?
Ooh.
Do you want to scream in 3, 2, 1 into the thing?
3, 2, 1.